and welcome. You're listening to Agronomy and Economy from the NDSU Dickinson Research Extension Center. I am Ryan Beto, an NDSU Extension Cropping Systems Specialist.
And I'm Levi Helmuth, instructor with the North Dakota Farm Management Education Association, employee of Bismarck State College.
Howard Buffett is quoted saying, "Soil is a living ecosystem and a farmer's most precious asset. A farmer's productive capacity is directly related to the health of their soil." The word soil health has different meanings to different people. What it comes down to is making your soil efficient at sustainably meeting your needs over time. One way to improve your soil is to use cover crops as a tool, but depending on your goal, you may need to use cover crops in a different manner than someone else.
Cover crops can address a wide range of issues. However, it is important to remember they're not a silver bullet. Different mixes of species can address different soil health needs. In addition, there are multiple ways to use cover crops. For instance, a cover crop can be a full season crop, or it can be planted after winter wheat or silage harvest.
Many producers in the region have begun to adopt cover crops as a forage. While common cover crop species are being used, and these are adding to soil health, it is important to treat these mixes for what their primary purpose is. When planting cover crops for haying or grazing, think of it as a multi-species forage mix. If you want to maximize forage, a higher planting rate may be needed, as well as potential fertilizer applications.
Quoth the banker, watch cash flow. Depending on your ranch's needs, using cover crop species as a forage crop for hay or grazing could be advantageous to traditional forage methods. Using the cash flow to analyze the costs and benefits of each is imperative. It is also important to remember when utilizing cover crops for forage, you may need to increase the seed rate and apply fertilizer to maximize your forage output. As we've said before, there is no one-size-fits-all solution, and any new practice carries risks and benefits. Cover crops as a forage crop could be a useful tool for many producers in the region.
If you have more questions about cover crops, we are hosting cover crop workshops on October 19th in Hedinger and Dickinson, North Dakota. The Hedinger workshop is from 9 a.m. Mountain Time to 11 a.m. Mountain Time, and the Dickinson workshop is from 2:30 to 4:35 Mountain Time. Both workshops will have speakers from across the state to cover different aspects of cover crops in your operation. We'll have Jay Fuhrer from NRCS to talk about soil-plant relations, and we'll have Marisol Berti from NDSU in Fargo to talk about incorporating cover crops into cropping systems. Doug Lamblum from the NDSU Dickinson Research Extension Center will also be there to discuss multi-species forage mixes and grazing. Kurt Freilich, the Ag and Natural Resources County Agent for Stark and Billings County, will be discussing cover crop species selection at the workshop. That's all we have for today. If you have any questions or you'd just like to visit, you can find us at the NDSU Dickinson Research Extension Center, located at 1041 State Avenue, Dickinson, North Dakota. Or you can call us at 701-456-1100. I'm Ryan Beto.
And I'm Levi Helmuth. Be patient in the fields and kind on the roads.
Have a good one.